Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. This is Roland, and I bid you welcome to this program. I think you're going to enjoy it. Now, those of you who have been long-time listeners or recent listeners will notice I have a new opening where I introduce Shedding Shackles. And what I'd like to do is to start calling my program Shedding Shackles. And so I'm going to transition from Talk to a Pastor to Shedding Shackles. Now, all the good stuff, for those of you who enjoy Talk to a Pastor, all the good information and all the good resources and books and everything, they're all going to be the same. And the message is going to be the same. The only difference is that I want to start calling it Shedding Shackles. And I'm going to transition into that slowly so that eventually it'll all be Shedding Shackles. And the reason for that is this. A lot of people, see, the message that I have is universal. It's a universal message for people, for all backgrounds, all ethnicities, all parts of the world, all countries. It's for everyone, okay? It's a universal message. It's a good news for everyone. And I think that there are probably some people who, when they hear the word pastor or talk to a pastor, well, they think it's just for Christians, or just for Christians who go to organized churches, or something like that. See, they might not listen to it. But when I call it Shedding Shackles and talk about the things that bind us to the past, see, most people are not free. They're struggling with issues. They're enslaved by their issues, their health problems, their food problems, their drug problems, their relationship problems, their financial problems. And even more than that, they're bound by things that happened in the past. See, shackles means chains. People are chained to unhappy memories. They're chained to bitter memories and unfinished business. They're chained to resentments and grudges and, see, things that they can't forget. And so what I do is I talk about how you can forgive and forget. The idea being that, what's the expression? If you can't forget, that means you haven't yet forgiven. If you can't forget, you haven't yet forgiven. And the other thing I notice is when something happens to somebody in the now, in other words, it happens to them in the present, it often opens up a flood of emotions and a flood of accusations, of memories, of unhappy negative thoughts and of programming that obviously comes from a similar incident that happened in the past. And the new incident is only triggers. See, it triggers all of that, the floodgates to open and all that old stuff to come out. And it does. How many of you have had an argument with your spouse, and it opens up a floodgate of things that happened from the past? That person then goes right down a long list. Well, you did this and that, and then when you did this and you did that, and you never let me do this, and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it even opens up a floodgate of things that happened before you even met the person, when somebody else did something to your mate. You see what I mean? So that keeps us tied to the past. So we have to learn how to let all those memories go so we can live in the present, a beautiful, blessed present. And the past becomes almost as if it never even happened. Got stress? Try the easy meditation. visit www.sheddingshackles.com and try the easy meditation.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
And so we want to talk about how to forgive and forget. I think that's an excellent title for this show, an excellent theme, how to forgive and forget. It ties in beautifully with shedding shackles. Because if you can forgive so that you can forget, there's a lot in that word forget. Okay? Because the symptoms from our past, from things that happened to us in the past by which we were traumatized and which left an indelible mark upon us, which keep coming back to ruin the present. See, this is a very, very deep and profound topic. And actually, if you want to know what it would be called in religious parlance, it would be called original sin. See, where the past keeps coming back over and over again, until we find freedom from it, until we're set free from it. We have to be set free from it. See? So, the past comes back into the present, and with it, it not only brings negative emotions, and it brings wrong ideas, and it brings pain, and it brings being forced to react to it because we don't know how not to. And then it insinuates that into the present, and it ruins your relationship with other people in the present. And along with the baggage from the past, the unhappy memories and emotions and so forth, when they come into the present, they also bring with them what will eventually become symptoms that will then play themselves out in your life and wreak havoc upon your health, upon your happiness, upon your well-being. Okay? So it's very important to learn how to forgive and forget. Because if you can forgive and forget, then you can also be forgiven. And when you are forgiven, there's a very, very, very key concept here. A life-changing concept, because when God forgives you, it means that not only is the guilt for whatever you may have done wrong, however you may have mishandled situations in the past, mainly resentment, that was what you did. You couldn't help it if other people did things or said things that were not right or proper. That you couldn't help. But one thing you could help, and you probably couldn't help getting upset either. Okay? But one thing you can help, could help, and can help now, and that is not resenting. See, it's the resentment. It's the hatred. It's the judgment. It's the hostility. And you know what? That comes into the present too. See, a lot of people bring into their marriage, for example, a lot of ladies, their father wasn't there for them. Her father wasn't there for her. And so she went out in the world looking for love. He didn't have agape love for her. He wasn't there. That's what she needed from him, but he failed. He wasn't there for her. And so she went out in the world looking for love, and what she found was use and abuse at the hands of men, selfish men. See, she didn't find love. But she found abuse and use, and so she hated him. She resented him for that, for failing her again and using her. And so when she gets married, maybe she finds a guy, maybe he's a decent guy. But when he makes any mistake, let's say he's a good guy, he's not an abuser, he's basically a decent guy, not perfect, but he's a decent guy. But she will see, in the mere fact that he's a man will bring back, see, the memories from the past when she was abused and neglected, and when she was disappointed, and when she was unloved. See, it will bring all of those back, and here they come flooding out into the present, and she projects them onto him, even though he may not have done anything. You see how that works? So it's very important to be able to let go of these things from the past, otherwise they'll ruin your present. And even more, you will be compelled to pass them on to your children. See, that you'll be compelled to pass them on to your children. But if you can forgive others, Christ said, if you don't forgive others, your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. But if you do forgive others, see, if you let go of the judgment, let go of the resentment, then what happens is that God forgives you. He forgives you for whatever you may have done wrong in your life. And the way he forgives is he overlooks. See, he puts them aside. He puts them away. He takes them away. He removes them. And he removes the guilt. And he removes the pain. And he removes the symptoms. He removes all of it. Okay? Immediately he removes the guilt. And then over time, perhaps, he removes everything else. And then you're completely free. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Hello, welcome to the second half of the program. If you're listening in Southern California, I've been talking about, how to forgive and forget. How to forgive and forget. If you're just joining, the topic is how to forgive and forget. See, that's very important. A lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to get started at it. And so their whole life continues to be a reenactment of the past. Over and over again, you say, oh my God, is this happening again? Or why does this always happen to me? So you discover these patterns. And you say, why? Why? And things don't work out, and your relationships don't work out, and you have all these symptoms. Something is coming through the past and coloring the present and damaging the present, ruining a relationship with your partner and your kids, and you're compelled to pass on to your kids what was done to you. So you have to find a way to become free of it. And freedom begins. See, freedom begins. That's why the program is called Shedding Shackles. I want you to be able to cast off the shackles from the past. And of course, you need God's help. But what can you do? What can you do? Well, first of all, you can yearn for the truth. See, instead of blaming everyone else and hating everyone else, and judging everyone else. See, you can say, you know, why am I, what have I done, see, that contributes to this situation that I'm in, okay? And you'll find, if you're sincere in wanting to know the truth, in yearning for the truth, in yearning for real answers, then you'll begin to discover that most likely what is resentment. Resentment, see, which is a little bit of hate, a little bit of judgment, beginning with your father who wasn't there for you, who failed you, or perhaps your mom who was too much or was nagging you or whatever, you know, your brother who was cruel or your sister who was vicious or other kids who were cruel or, see, unfairness, injustice. But you see, we inherit this ego nature, this ego pride we inherit, a little bit of Adam's nature we inherit. And so the truth is that even if you had grown up in a perfect environment where your parents were perfect and everybody around you was perfect, you still would have resented people anyway. You would have resented someone, you might have resented your parents for not letting you have your way, or resented someone for not seeing you in a good light, or not worshiping you, or admiring you, see, or giving you what you want. See, that's the nature of this ego that we inherit, okay? Now, some of us, we see that, and we see something wrong with that kind of an attitude and that kind of way of living, see? And we yearn for something better, okay? So that's number one. And then the number two is you must learn to admit you're wrong. Now, that's something that some people just won't do. And if you won't admit you're wrong, see, if you're not interested in the truth, and some people are not, they're just not. They want lies, they want comfort, they want reassurance, see? And they want to, that's right, and they want to blame other people. And they don't want to see anything wrong with themselves. And so they'll never admit they're wrong. So for those people, there's no hope, okay? But if you're willing to admit you're wrong, see, and say, well, you know something? I did resent my dad, and, you know, I did betray my wife, and see, I hated my boyfriend, and I was selfish, see, and I've been phony with people, and see, if you're willing to begin to see things like that, see, admit them in your heart, see, quietly admit them, you don't have to, and don't, so the next thing is don't try to do anything about it, don't try to change yourself, don't try to make yourself good or make yourself perfect, you can't, Christ said you can't change one white hair on your head to dark, you know, you can't make yourself better. But what you can do is yearn for the truth and be willing to admit the truth when it dawns upon you. Wait for the truth, and when you see the truth, then admit it. See? Now here's a classic situation. You're with your child, and your child comes up with a little question, and you say, "Don't bother me, I'm busy right now, I'm talking on the phone." Then your child cries. And then all of a sudden in your heart, you realize that you were impatient with your child. And you go to your child and say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong. See, I apologize." See how beautiful that is? That's admitting you were wrong. Now, some people will never do it, but if you will admit you're wrong, then there's a possible salvation for you. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Yes, we're talking about how to forgive and forget. And I'm going to give you the clue. I'm giving you clues already, valuable clues. If you haven't heard the whole program, you should listen to the whole program. In fact, you could listen to it over and over again, every time, if you're receptive, if you have any interest in the truth. And each time you listen to it, you'll hear something more, something different, something deeper. You could just listen to this program over and over again, 100 times or 500 times, and get the little meditation that I have and begin to practice it in earnest, in sincerity, see, with a humble heart and grieving, seeing that you've made a mess out of things and realizing you can't make yourself better anymore. And now you let go and let God. Okay? Then that could be it right there. You could become free. Because what you need is for God to enter your life. And you've been blocking him out. The first thing that blocks him out is your resentment toward your father. Resentment. And judgment. And judgment toward other people, but especially toward your father who failed you. Okay? So you blocked him out. And the second thing, you didn't want to admit the truth. In those delicate moments when your little child was crying, and you could have admitted and said, "I'm sorry, mommy was mean." No, you puffed up like a cobra. See, and tried to blame the little child. Accuse the child of being bad or being making trouble, and because you would never admit you're wrong. See? So there's that. But now if you can see something wrong with that and admit, say, you know, I messed everything up and let go and let God. And then when you see the truth about yourself, just quietly admit it. Bear the little bit of pain until it refines into regret. And then just bear the regret for seeing that it's kind of a helpless feeling. It's a helpless, humble feeling. You see that you're wrong, you can't change yourself, you regret the way you are, but you see that you can't make yourself better, and it's like crying out to God, "God help me." Okay? It's basically what it is, and it's wordless. The soul's cry is wordless. Okay? We're talking about how to forgive and forget. So, if you soften and have a change of heart about judging other people and hating people and resenting them, okay, and about preserving your pride by making excuses and blaming, all that kind of thing, if you can have a change of heart about that, well, then God can begin to enter your life. And he first thing he does is send light. Send light so you can see the truth about things. See the truth about your own wrong. See? And secondly, you see, the truths, some of them, of course you see that you're wrong. Well, that's a negative thing, but you'll also see that you've been mistaken. See, you also need to see that you've been mistaken about things. For example, you thought God hates you, or God has rejected you, or something like that, but he hasn't. He's just quietly waiting for you to, you know, admit you're wrong and humbly, you know, ask for his help and mean it sincerely. That's all he's been waiting for. And the other thing is you've been unwilling to forgive other people who hurt you, see, or who did something to you. You've been unwilling to forgive them because you think that forgiveness means that you have to like them and be nice to them and pretend nothing happened and sweep everything under the rug. And no, it doesn't mean that at all. If someone wronged you, you don't have to like them. You don't have to pretend that nothing happened. You don't have to pretend they didn't do anything wrong. You clearly see they're wrong, but you just don't resent them anymore. That's all. You see the wrong, you don't hate the person. You see the wrong, you don't judge them anymore. You see they were wrong. Okay? And then you go to them and you say, "Hey, when I was a kid, you did this and this and this to me, and I hated you for it, but I don't hate you anymore. I just want you to know what you did and admit you were wrong and be sorry and apologize." Okay? See how simple that is? And then they say, "What? What'd I do?" And then they make excuses and say, "Well, you know my number. When you want to call and be sorry and mean it, then give me a call." And then you know you can shake the dust from your feet. That's a beautiful expression in the Bible. Shake the dust from your feet, or shake the dust from your sandals, walk away, and never have anything to do with them again. You're free. You cleared the air. You gave them a chance to be sorry. Okay, you don't hate them anymore. You let go of your grudge. You're free. You never have to have anything to do with them again, you see? Well, that's a very important thing to know. So now you got the idea? All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I've just scratched the surface. Just the tip of the iceberg. I have over 500 YouTube lectures on these topics, like how to forgive and forget. You should look for them. And get the little meditation. Could do you a world of good, that little meditation. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, the Shedding Shackles radio program. I want you to leave behind the baggage from the past and throw away the chains that bind you to the past, which are mostly hurt feelings and unfinished business and resentments, and let it all go and become free, okay? So please check out the little meditation and all of my YouTube videos and my free articles and books to preview and all kinds of good things at sheddingshackles.com. That's sheddingshackles.com. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.